I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick, and another week, another issue with the podcast. The needle on my turntable is basically probably on its way out, and I need to order a new one. Essentially, what happens when it gets to certain parts of a record, as it gets further onto the inner tracks, closer to label, it starts getting all fuzzy and you can barely hear anything, and which usually means it's about ready to go. The last time this happened about, a year ago. And then it just broke and damn near trashed a record. So rather than risk that, we're doing something a little different this week. Usually I play music that I am particularly fond of, and this is basically a dance party for me down here in the basement, just playing records, drinking coffee or beer or whatever, and just kind of generally enjoying myself. Now, that's not to say that the music that I'm going to play on this week's podcast is not music that I enjoy or music that I dislike, by no means. I do quite enjoy all of the music that I'm going to play on this podcast, but it's a little different, obviously, than what I normally play, I figured I would try something different, and in the case of this week's podcast, rather than playing music that's my favorite, I'm going to play music for my wife. as of this upcoming weekend, to be more accurate, this upcoming Sunday, we will have not necessarily been married, but we will have been together for 9 years, which is quite a long time for either of us. So I figured this would be a fine anniversary present. So I'm going to play music I think she would appreciate. Some songs that I know she likes, and some music I think she might enjoy. So we're going to get it started from their album Weirdo Rippers. This is No Age with Every Artist Needs a Tragedy.
years ago, my heart was set to live. Oh, and I've been trying hard against unbelievable odds. It gets so hard in times like now to hold on. The guns that wait to be stuck by at my side is God.
I'm on a boat. pumpkin seed, but I know he's not as sugary. I know he's not as sugary. Okay, alright, I know where you're going, and I agree that you'll be more happy, but you'll have issues just like we did, but not near as compelling. I won't clamor on, clamor on. Talking similes, and I might clamor on, clamor on, clamor on, but he's got issues just like me, and he'll love you so differently. If that's what you want, what you want, what you want, I won't clamor on, clamor on, clamor on, I won't clamor on, clamor on.
From his demo, and you can also find that on his Art of the Underground single, unsurprisingly, Alex Kearns runs Art of the Underground Records and puts together the fantastic Art of the Underground single series, and that song is the A-side to his entry in the series. He's also probably better known as the drummer for Lemuria, the indie pop trio we'll be hearing more of later on in the podcast, but that song is called Clamor On. Before that, oh, from the fantastic, fantastic album, number one record, that is Big Star with the Ballad of El Goodo. We lost Alex Chilton last year, and it's a goddamn shame. Before that, The Zombies with Care of Cell 54. That is the first track on their classic, wonderful, and obviously misspelled album Odyssey and Oracle. Not quite as popular as Tell Her No or She's Not There, but I think equally as good, and definitely one of those track one, side ones that I think everyone should really get into. And we started everything off with the Build and Jam song, Every Artist Needs a Tragedy, from No Age Is Weirdo Rippers. I really wish they'd repress that on vinyl, because it's goddamn expensive. All right, this next set gets a little garagey, but it's certainly varied, and we're going to start it off with a song that I wish would be released as a single, because while I don't particularly care for the entire album that this is on, namely the album which carries the title of this track, I do enjoy this song by Waves, and it's the first track on that album, and really, I don't think I've made it much past it since I got it. This is King of the Beach.
The sun from my eyes, let it burn my back. Up at the big sky. Everybody's pushing one another around. The big sky feels sad when you see the children scream and cry. But the big sky too big to let it get him down. Big sky too big to cry. Big sky too high.
Just to wait and see till then they could be the best. it's alright. I won't forget all the times I've waited patiently for you. And you'll do just what you choose to do.
From the two-disc collection Love Story, that is Love with the excellent, classic, fantastic Alone Again. Or I really wish I had gotten the chance to see Love while they were playing the various shows that Arthur Lee put together. That song, the only cover of that that comes anywhere near close to touching it is the Calexico version. If you track it down, get it, you'll love it. It's goddamn so good. Calexico tends to play it in concert. It's about the only non-original they play, and it'll make you cry. From The Kinks are the Village Green Preservation Society, that is Big Sky. That was covered recently on an album, Hot Rats, which is a couple of the guys from Supergrass. It's a glam rock, sort of fuzz rock cover project. And they do sort of this version of Big Sky that sounds like if T-Rex were to cover it. And it's so good. I can't remember the name of the album, but it's The Hot Rats. And if you see it, buy it. The Girls just Girls put out an album entitled Album. And that was the lead-off single from it, Lust for Life. Definitely an interesting little piece of garage lo-fi fuzz. And it's surprisingly catchy. And we started everything off with the title track to the album by Waves, King of the Beach. Oh, and I would be totally remiss if I played music for my wife on this upcoming anniversary, and I didn't play the Weaker Thans. This is the first Weaker Than song I ever heard, and it's still up there as my favorite. It is from the album Fallow, and it is entitled Confessions of a Futon Revolutionist.
Held like water in your shaking hands are all the small defeats the day demands. 10 to 6 or 9 to 5, trying dying to survive, never knowing what survival means. Leave the apartment to buy alcohol, hung our diplomas on the bathroom wall, took out the plaster chipped away, space and stunning tooth decay. List Academy and Pending Glass War. Play our bad day down here. Make believe we're strong. Or hum some protest song, like maybe we shall overcome someday. Overcome the stupid things we say. Say I needed more than this. Say I needed one more kiss. We left that light on way too long now. Let's plant a bomb at City Hall and kill an MLA. Swear I weigh more than half, believe it when I say that somewhere love and justice shine. Cynicism falls asleep. Tyranny talks to itself. Savvy slogans all come true. We forget to feed our fears.
Leave her that leaves you with your little sisters. Oh, 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 and you know they didn't mean to cut you. finding it funny. Our future feels lighter despite all the weight of a bit of bad news. I will get stronger and you will get healthy like two child stars who nail their cues. Each scene is acted and beautifully crafted with rhythm and reason that's brilliantly true. Credits are rolling, the crowd is applauding, and there will be nothing but four-star reviews. Love you, we 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 want you back home. Please understand that there's no need to worry, we're perfectly able to run in the show. No one else, just the both of us. With two tin cans and a length of string that carried the words from you to me. So we sat and we talked about sharing our days in every way. On a big pink porch with a broken swing, sitting arm and arm and resting cheek to cheek. We blink our eyes, change a smile, knowing that this is the rest of our lives. This is la 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 la. This is la 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 la. I remember the day that the spot was found. The kids moved back just to help us.
Shortly before my wife and I started dating, I went to a show at the Bottleneck here in Lawrence, and Her Space Holiday headlined. I believe also on that bill was American Analog Set and Nameless Number Headman, and it was a fantastic triple bill. And I tell you what, this was Her Space Holiday sounded nothing like they do on their most recent album, 2008's XO Panda and the New Kid Revival, and that song, Two Tin Cans and a Length of String. They their earlier albums are much more sort of like dance electronica, indie type stuff, more along the lines of LCD Sound System, and that's indie pop, obviously. From their most recent album on, surprisingly, Bridge Nine Records, a label best known for sort of hardcore of a straight edge variety. That was Lemuria doing Chautauqua County. Excellent song. Like I said, Alex Kearns, who runs Art of the Underground Records, plays drums for that band, and I told you we'd get to that. From probably my favorite new live act that I've seen in the past year, and definitely my wife's, that was Laura Stevenson and the Cans from their most recent album on Don Giovanni Records. It's entitled Sit Resist, and that song is called, pardon my belching, The Healthy One. They recently released a video for that, and you can find it on YouTube, and it is funny and cute and clever. And we started everything off with Confessions of a Futon Revolutionist from the Weaker Than's Fallow. One set left, and it gets really mellow here, folks. It gets down to some indie and just sleepy dream pop. As a matter of fact, this next song is taken off a compilation Mojo Magazine put out either early this year or late last year, entitled Mojo Presents Dream Pop. And this song is by Panda Bear of Animal Collective, and it is entitled Comfy in Nautica.
To tell me how to Right in this moment.
from the album Grace. That is a slight radio edit of Jeff Buckley's The Last Goodbye, which you can find on the box set, the Grace EPs, and it's on disc 5. Oh, such a beautiful intro. Oh, the tremolo on that. Oh, kills me every time. Figured it would be an apt closing track there for that set. Before that, Skinny Love by Bon Iver from For Emma Forever Ago. You know, it's interesting. If you've ever read the book Truck, A Love Story, or any of the other books, like Coop or Population 218 by Michael Perry, you'll notice at some point he does mention the fact that he knows Justin Vernon from Bon Iver, which is really bizarre when you think about it. But I like them both, as does my wife. And that album, oh, so good. Wonderful story about it. If you haven't known it, you can find it on Wikipedia. From the album Teen Dream, that was Beach House with Zebra. Oh, so pretty. One of the prettiest songs that came out last year. Definitely. Oh, it's just gorgeous, beautiful. As is the song that immediately... All the songs in this set really are just pretty and gorgeous and wonderful, including that track that started everything off, Comfy in Nautica by Panda Bear. I hope you all enjoyed the little something different I did here, and I hope my wife also enjoys it. If you do like that, I'll try and do something a little bit different like this a little more often and not wait just for a special occasion such as my wife and I's anniversary to do so. Hopefully we'll be back next week with a working turntable and all of these new records that have shown up at the house that I really wanted to play, including some new stuff. A lot of new stuff from Sorry State Records, as well as a bunch of interesting old school vinyl I've bought off the Vinyl Collective message board. So hopefully we'll be back with that next week. Failing that, there's plenty of music in the house, and I guarantee you an enjoyable podcast nonetheless. You can find this podcast each and every week, Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. at rockstarjournalist.com, where in addition to podcasting, I blog about records and books and zines and other sort of tangible ephemera in the digital age. You can also follow me on Twitter at NuthousePunks, where I tweet regularly. As always, tell your friends about the podcast. Tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me music. And until next week, thanks for listening.